on what would be the night of the 73rd Consumers Energy Osabo River Canoe Marathon. I'm Larry Robertson. We are missing the marathon this year. It's a bummer. And right now I have Rich Castle, the Community Affairs Director with Consumers Energy. They have a big commitment to the marathon. And Rich, this is difficult having no marathon tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a weird summer, and, you know, we're certainly adjusting to it the best we can. And just been unfortunate, but, you know, myself running through withdrawals, not being involved, and I'm sure that's likewise to you and the rest of the staff, and, of course, all the spectators as well.
Well, yeah, we can't forget the spectators. They're a big part of the race, and the feeders, and just everyone involved. It's going to be a strange night not being up at Mayo Dam at 2 o'clock in the morning. But Consumers Energy does have a big commitment to the race. Tell us a little bit about that and how important the marathon is to Consumers Energy.
The marathon itself is really important to Consumers Energy. Obviously, we have 6 hydro facilities along the river, and so the marathon and the paddlers use our facilities there to portage and continue on with the race. But, you know, also you have the spectators that use those facilities as places to see the race. And so we're essentially entrenched in the marathon and have been since day one. And so that's really led to a great relationship and partnership with the Canoe Marathon. And, you know, obviously that resulted in sponsorship over the years, and that's where we are today. And so the marathon just is really something that we cherish and we're happy to be a part of. And we want to obviously continue to see things move forward. And, you know, obviously this year has not been ideal from that perspective, but we continue to look forward to partnering with everyone again next year.
Well, Rich, from the Marathon Committee throughout the Osabo River Valley, I want to say thank you for your commitment and your company stepping forward and giving us a long-term agreement. You guys have been an awesome title sponsor of this race and supportive, and anything that we've asked for, you've bent over backwards to get it for us. From the fans, from the communities, and the paddlers, we want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, it means a lot for us. I know it means a lot for the communities that we serve, you know, obviously those that are heavily involved with the Canoe Marathon, and it means a lot to a lot of people, and that's kind of how we want to continue to move things forward, make sure that we're working with you guys to make this event a tradition as it has been in Northern Michigan. So we appreciate that opportunity, and, you know, I just want to say the ESCOTA Committee, the Grayling Committee, these folks are hardworking individuals. They dedicate a lot of their personal time to this event, and it shows how unique this event truly is when you have those types of people involved.
All right. Thank you very much, Rich. We appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. Here's Rich Castle, Community Affairs Director with Consumers Energy. The Consumers Energy Osabo River Canoe Marathon, the 73rd, was supposed to take place tonight. Because of the virus, we are missing the marathon. For Phil Weiler, I'm Larry Roberts. We'll be back again real soon on 98.5 UPS.